On the show today, we have DreamAwake's Alexia Mavrakis, a former Q's Nectop Credit Union executive competitor, talking about succession planning and leadership development. And you have a new venture out. It's called DreamAwake, and it's a succession planning and leadership development firm that I'm assuming caters to credit unions and all sorts of folks out there. Can you give us a quick 411 on what it's all about and what makes it unique?
Sure, absolutely. So in my own experience in the credit union industry, I kind of worked my way up the ranks without too many resources all available in one place. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it would be really beneficial to other up-and-comers like myself that are in the similar situation mm-hmm. to have all of these resources at their fingertips in one place. So that's really where DreamAwake got started. Okay. And my idea for where I wanted my consulting company to go. And then succession planning just kind of naturally fit into that. As I was doing my research on the leadership development piece, mm-hmm. I noticed that there's a huge need for succession planning in the industry right now.
Oh, definitely.
So, and the two really just go hand in hand.
So is your target market like millennials, you know, obviously folks your age in the millennial segment or sector, lack of a better term, but is that kind of your target market to help those folks take the next level based on what you experience in the credit union industry and your experience in the next top executive program?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So there's actually really like two target clients.
Okay.
And so the millennials would be the ones that I would be helping to actually work their way up. So this is kind of like myself, you know, millennial generation people that are looking to get into manager or even executive level positions mm-hmm. And need help identifying which skills they need to do so and then working on developing okay. those skills.
Okay.
And then the other group of clients is actually retiring CEOs or executives. So these are people that will be preparing for retirement, like okay. within the next 5 to 10 years, that want to know that there's going to be someone there when they leave that's ready to take the lead and that's not going to drastically change their philosophy and all of the goals that they've worked so hard on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's a big issue in the industry right now, as you well know, because there's a big CEO or even executive in the C-suite turnover with all the folks retiring and now fresh faces are coming in and they're taking the baton and just running with it. So it sounds like you are positioned quite nicely right now.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, what is the state of succession planning and credit union in the credit union industry today? Because like we said, it's a pretty prevalent right now.
Yes. Yeah, so the more research that I'm doing and the more credit union people that I'm talking to, I'm finding that there's a large number of credit unions who don't have a succession plan in place at all.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of like baby boomer generation mm-hmm. CEOs and executives that are looking to retire and that are unable to do so because they don't have any successors lined up to take their place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at this point, it's really kind of a unique situation in that we have this baby boomer generation that's looking to leave the industry within the next few years and mm-hmm. the millennial generation that's looking to step up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as an industry, we have to do a better job of being able to identify those up and comers and then develop them quickly
yeah.
so that people can retire when they want to. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, then another issue that I see a lot is smaller credit unions just merging into larger credit unions because they don't have another CEO to fill in, you know, mm-hmm. and as you know, the number of credit unions in general is decreasing drastically.
Yep.
So we want to prevent that from continuing. We want to make sure that the smaller credit unions are well positioned and that they're going to survive and even thrive after their CEOs and executives
yeah.
step down.
What are you finding? I mean, because it sounds like you've done a lot of research in this area, and rightly so. But what are you finding as far as what leadership qualities are lacking amongst this new generation moving up in the executive ranks?
Well, I find that for the millennial generation, they tend to be really focused on whatever area they're in at the moment. So, mm-hmm. you know, marketers are really well versed in marketing and people in human resources departments are really well versed with those skills,
mm-hmm.
but it's being able to round out all of the skills that are needed yep. for those executive positions is where they're lacking. So mm-hmm. they're going to need a little help with the areas that they're less familiar with. Mm-hmm. So like financials, how to read executive level reports, and just kind of thinking with a bigger picture and being more of a visionary for their credit unions and their teams.
Yeah. Yeah. We just had Larry Bernanke on the program. Actually, he was on through a series. We had him on, and he's the former CEO of Arkansas Federal Credit Union. And he grew that credit union from $400 million to over $1 billion. So he knows a little bit about this type of stuff. And what he was telling me, and along the same lines as what you're saying as well, is like, be well-rounded and venture into different departments. If you're a marketer, you know, go venture into the lending department, see how it works. I mean, you don't have to become like an expert at it, but know how it works, or go into the compliance department, see how that works, or go in the operations or technology, what have you. So you're like you said, you're well-rounded and you can make that next level, and it also enhances your value. Is that what you're finding?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, I find it's really important for the younger professionals that are looking to work their way up that they do know a little bit about each area of the credit union, because that's going to be so critical in moving into those executive level positions.
So what are, I mean, we just discussed this my next question, but if you can narrow it down to three things, what are three things that credit unions can do today to be better prepared in this area?
So first of all, I would say identify within your own credit union if there are younger professionals that have the desire to work their way up. Mm-hmm. And if so, you know, make sure that they have the potentials and the skill set that you're looking for in an executive level. Mm-hmm. And then you can really be really efficient in developing their skills. So you kind of want to take an assessment of what they already know, what they need to know for the positions that you're looking to fill, and then you can easily fill the gap.
Gotcha.
So that's the first thing.
Okay, number two.
Number two is make sure that you're investing in some type of leadership development and mentorship program. So for leadership development, it would be kind of the process that I just described, where you're identifying the skills needed for the positions that are going to be open. Mm-hmm. Assessing the skills that your people currently have and filling the gap of where they need to be. And then also, I feel that the mentorship piece is really essential as well. And that really doesn't cost anything. It's just a matter of networking and, you know, finding mentors for your people so that they have some support, you know, when they get stuck, when they have a block, when they have a question, they want to bounce an idea off of someone more senior than themselves. Just making sure that support system is there and in place for them.
Very nice. Very nice. And then number three?
Of course, I'm going to say make sure you have a succession plan. Yes. So you want something formal, written in black and white, so you know exactly what skills are going to be needed for each of your key decision-making positions. And this really is regardless if you have someone that's preparing for retirement within the next few years or not, because you never know what can happen. Yep. Somebody can just leave at the drop of a dime. So you want to make sure that you know exactly what skills are needed for each of those key positions. Mm-hmm. And then making sure that you have a streamlined system to develop people for those skills.
Awesome, awesome. And where does leadership fall into all this? I mean, because leadership obviously is very important, like we talked about earlier. Where does that fall?
So the leadership piece is, like to me, when I was at the credit union as an employee, I was a manager, but I didn't have any direct reports for a long time. So the whole concept of being a leader goes beyond just, you know, having people that you're responsible for. Mm-hmm. It's also leading your department. Even if you're a department of one, you need to be able to lead your daily activities and make sure that you're meeting strategic corporate goals. And then once you do get people that are reporting to you, even if it's, you know, interns or associates, whatever, making sure that you have the skills and abilities to coach that person so that they can be a leader of what they're doing as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't see leadership as just the higher ups in the credit union. Really, each person is a leader in their own position.
I like that. I like that a lot. And so what can credit unions as a whole do better in this department as well? Sounds like there's room to grow here.
Yeah, definitely. So I would say just being more conscious that each person is leading, you know, their own daily activities. Each person has the ability to say, like, spot inefficiencies. How can we do this better? Mm-hmm. Because nobody knows the position better than the person that's doing the work every day.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm. So you have to give people the authority and the confidence to be able to make those type of recommendations to the, you know, their managers and executives, so that we can improve efficiencies across the credit union and make sure that everything's running as smoothly as possible.
Indeed, indeed. This is what I like about the Q's Next Top Credit Union Executive Competition, because it brings people like you to the surface, just doing great work. So, I mean, this is really good stuff. Where can, to wrap up here, Alexia, where can folks find out about Dream Awake and give you a call and find out what's going on?
Yeah.
How you can help out.
So I have a website. It's coachalexia.com. It's still kind of under construction, okay, but definitely feel free to check that out.
Sure.
And people can reach me at alexia@coachalexia.com or here on Skype, alexia.mavrakis. I'm usually available, so even if you want to just pick my brain or whatever, mm-hmm, get more information about the program that I put together, mm-hmm, it's called Leadership Acceleration and Shift Support.
Ooh, I like that.
And the idea behind that signature program is the leadership acceleration piece is going to identify potential leaders in your credit union, mm-hmm, get them developed very quickly, mm-hmm, and then the shift support will be kind of supporting the millennial generation in their journey, moving up the ranks, mm-hmm, but also supporting the people that are preparing for retirement, because that's a huge change as well, going, mm-hmm, from a corporate leader to retiree.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure that you have a plan for that. What is your life going to look like after work? A lot of more seasoned credit union professionals are very passionate about the credit union industry and very passionate about their jobs. Mm-hmm. But then you get into the situation where, you know, kind of like, what do I do now that I'm not working? You know, so the shift support will help both of those shifts and just kind of manage change across the organization.
Wow, you are running the gamut here from like start to finish. I like that.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, Alexia, thank you so much for taking time of your busy schedule to chat with us today about your new venture, and congratulations on it, by the way. And
thank
good luck
so
with
much.
It. And let's check in down the road and see how you're doing. Would love to hear how it's going.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.